Ben Davis and Kelly K Show on 99.7 DJX.
All right, good morning, guys. Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. It is 41 outside at 5:33. Good morning, Kelly K.
Hello.
Today on the show, Florida making the show. We explored yesterday a PSA, a Vietnamese PSA, involving the coronavirus.
It was a straight banger.
Yeah, it was pretty good, for sure. But that got me to thinking, have there been PSAs created involving other diseases in song?
Did you go searching for some? Like actively searching for songs about diseases?
Me asking that question, what would you think the answer is?
How much time did you spend? How much time did you invest?
I mean, it only took a couple keystrokes.
Really?
And there's at least one other.
Oh, great.
Yeah. We'll have to explore.
But wait,
too.
We have high standards now.
I know.
Does it measure up?
I mean, it's pretty good.
Can it compete?
It's an older one.
Okay.
It's an older one. So,
but a good reminder for the health?
Sure. Absolutely. Okay. And you could actually replace this disease with coronavirus, and it would kind of be the same theme.
Okay.
You know.
Are we still washing our hands?
Yeah, be safe, wash your hands.
Gotcha.
Stuff like that, right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
All right.
We'll have to introduce you to that song this morning.
Gotcha.
Uh-huh. I got to introduce you to Snacks.
I like Snacks.
Snacks is a man.
Gotcha.
Okay.
It's different. I was thinking something different.
I know you were.
I was
know.
Thinking of things I could put in my mouth. Things that you can quench your hunger.
Yeah, right. Snacks is, he's a hefty boy. And
okay, gotcha.
He is, he would probably not appreciate you trying to eat him.
All right.
Okay. But anyways.
Duly noted.
We have an update for you on the Olympics.
A decision has been made.
Yep, for sure.
And a final decision.
Yeah. So.
Wait, who's delivering the decision?
It is not our friend Dick Pound.
It's not our friend Dick Pound?
No,
did
it
they
is
get
not.
Another spokesperson?
So
why would they do that?
Quite honestly, I don't know if I can trust these results.
Have we checked with Dick Pound?
I don't know if Dick Pound has been notified.
Has he signed off on this?
I'm sure if this news has been given, Dick Pound is in the...
He's in the mix?
He's in the mix, but he's just not the one delivering the news.
Well, so. I don't know, again, if I trust it, because he was the one that first...
Well, Dick Pound is the head of the International Olympic Committee,
is.
So he is
I kind of need to hear it from the top.
Trusted source that we have come to know and love. So, anyways, yeah, a lot of stuff to get to. A little setting the bar coming up here in just a few minutes, where small examples of what not to do, and I feel like this is something, Kelly, that you would do.
All right. So it's a cautionary tale for me?
Sure.
All right. Like, I'm in danger.
I mean, let's not say danger.
Of doing
but
this.
You might be at risk of doing something similar.
At risk. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Good. I'm going to pay extra attention.
Oh, gosh. Yes. That's good.
So I can try to avoid this fate.
All right.
I don't want to be in that kind of spotlight.
So, yeah, setting the bar coming up here in just about 15 minutes. Baby, there's nothing holding me back. It's Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX. Setting the bar. Small examples of what not to do. And I highlighted and teased that this could be something I could see Kelly at risk of falling into this trap.
Okay, all right? I'll bite.
So setting the bar, if you can manage to make it through the day without watering and caring for your houseplant for 2 years only to realize it's actually fake, you're doing okay.
I would totally do that.
Yeah.
I would.
Kaylee Wilkes posted on Facebook a picture of her succulent, you know, the succulent plants that really don't take a lot of water. They don't need a lot of water.
And can we be honest in the fact that they kind of look plasticky?
Sure, they do. So she shares a photo of her succulent plant that she's been tending to for 2 years. And
we could run. This thing is great.
And recounted her adventure with this plant.
Uh-huh.
In a post on Facebook that has now gotten over 5,000 some shares.
Well, but when you discover it's fake, then yes, you post this.
She says, I feel like these last 2 years have been a lie. my beautiful succulent, which I'm so proud of, And she went on to say that she was a dedicated caretaker, that if someone else tried to water her succulent, she would get so defensive.
Right.
And it was her perfect plant.
Only I know how to perfectly water the succulent.
Yes. And then she said, I pull it from the container, and it's sitting on styrofoam with sand glued to the top.
Oh.
I tried my hardest to keep it looking its best, and it's completely plastic. And so,
you know what? I think I say she still continued to be proud of that thing because that thing looks exactly the same as the day she got it.
Sure.
That's the whole point, right?
That's right.
That's the whole point. That's a successful plant owner.
So again, this is something literally Kelly would do.
Yeah, I would do that.
No, actually, you'd be like, wow, I haven't watered this plant for so long and look, it's still
look,
so
it's
green.
It's so beautiful. Look.
Quite the green thumb.
I'm such a green thumb.
So yeah, if you can manage to make it through the day without watering and caring for your house plant for 2 years, only to realize that it's a fake.
You know what this is?
You're doing okay.
This is a life hack.
Yeah?
All fake plants from now on.
There you go.
Right?
Not it.
Just make sure they look real.
Make sure they look real and you're good.
Kudos to the company that made that one. It looked really real.
There you go. That's it to the bar, guys.
So I can sleep in till I feel your touch.
Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX. 39 outside. Going to get up to about 63 by Friday. Only in the mid-40s. So, there you go. 6:11 here at 99.7 DJX. All right, feel good stories. Do this every single hour. Brought to you by JACPS, Kelly K.
So, Alex Trebek, you know, he has been battling stage 4 pancreatic cancer, right?
Yep.
And if you watch Jeopardy on any sort of a regular basis like we do, you can kind of tell at times with his voice and kind of hear it in his throat. But he's still soldiering on, my goodness. Right. And it's not even slowing him down as far as trying to help out other causes. He just wrote a $100,000 check to the Hope of the Valley Rescue Mission, which is a nonprofit focused on preventing, reducing, and eliminating poverty, hunger, and homelessness in California.
Wow.
It provides nearly 290,000 hot meals, 93,000 nights of safe shelter every year. Ken Kraft is the founder and the CEO of this organization, said that Alex recently called, wanted a tour of the new shelter being built in North Hollywood. We got 85 beds, bathrooms, laundry room, commissary there. And not long after that visit, Alex was like, hey, how can I help? Here's a big check. Hope this helps a little bit.
Dang.
Yeah. Isn't that crazy?
That's great.
So look at that. Alex still doing big things despite facing some pretty big obstacles himself personally. So
look at that. I like that guy.
Yeah, he's awesome. Yeah. We'll tweet that out at Ben and Kelly Show. You want to check it out.
All right, there you go. Feel good. Do them every hour here. Brought to you by JCPS. 99.7 DJX. Good morning. Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Got a job. I don't know if Kelly, if you're qualified or not. I guess maybe you could be qualified in the fact that you know how to sit in front of a television.
Okay, great. Is this a side hustle or am I quitting today
nope,
for this?
You're not quitting. Okay. Side hustle.
All right.
But this network is looking to pay someone $1,000 to watch 15 hours of The Office.
Oh, dude, this is tailor-made for you.
I know. That's
you
what I'm saying.
You already do. You talk in commercials about how you do this.
My 8-year-old daughter could do it.
Yes.
She could earn $1,000.
Okay, but what are the stipulations? You have to do some work, right?
Yeah, you got to... Okay, so the chosen person is going to need to complete a checklist that tallies the number of common things that happen through each episode. So how many times does Stanley roll his eyes at the camera?
Oh,
or
gosh.
How often does Phyllis talk about Bob Vance of Vance Refrigeration?
Well, you have to sit there and actually take like notes.
Yes,
and make
you
got to
take
marks.
Notes. Right. So the person will also have to share their reaction on social media, and the winner will get a lot of office swag and a Netflix gift card and $1,000.
Why?
I don't know why. Okay. Why not?
All right.
Why not? It's
You're
a
right.
side hustle. $1,000.
You're right.
Netflix.
Okay.
Office stuff.
Yeah.
I sent a link to my wife. I'm like, hey, why don't you apply?
What are you doing today? You busy?
Why don't you apply?
How long do you have to watch? Do you have to watch the entire season?
15 hours.
15 hours.
9 days.
Okay.
So you've got some time.
Okay.
You don't have to knock it out all in one day.
All right.
But yeah, pretty good
Just
there.
Pace yourself.
I know.
Get some snacks.
Or not. Knock it out in one weekend.
All right.
I mean, we've all done it.
Yeah. Oh, well,
maybe
all
not
right.
with The Office, but with other shows.
Sure.
So
this could be some extra scratch. $1,000?
Actually, you know what? Forget I said anything. This doesn't exist.
Okay. Yep.
Doesn't exist.
I see what you did there. You don't want any competition. You want to
nope.
be the guy.
Nope.
You're trying to be the guy.
Nope. Nope.
Uh-huh.
You definitely don't have until March 16th to apply.
So, hashtag fake news?
Yeah. All that was fake.
All right.
I'm scratching it off.
And it kind of used to be, and so will you love.
99.7 DJX. Good morning, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. In sports news. Sports Authority here. When you want sports up to the minute, 24/7 sports news.
It's not us.
We are your location.
It's really not. It's really not.
Lynn Family Stadium's complete.
Drive by it all the time. You just see it growing. And after years of planning and anticipation, construction's now complete.
Yeah, John Bull there, wave three.
Put a bow on it.
It's on Lynn Family Stadium. The new home of Louisville City FC occupies a highly visible entrance to the city.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, you can see it. You can see it from anywhere. The road, just driving by. You can look at that.
I am so ready for this. 15-month construction project. How impressive. One, completed on time and on budget. So, boom.
Done.
Just a part of the expansion for the sports here in Louisville. And the first game, of course, is April 11th, the home opener.
Yes.
And tickets are sold out, so whatever. But the season tickets are still available.
Okay.
We're all excited. KDF Marathon, Mini Marathon, start and ends there at Lynn Family Stadium. It's complete!
Yeah, it's a great way to christen that a little bit, right?
Yeah.
So, yeah.
That'll be cool there.
No pressure. Don't we have high expectations now for the guys? Like, you better not lose. Ever there.
I mean,
shiny new stadium. It should give you a little pep in your step, right?
Lou City FC. I mean, they've done solid.
Yeah.
The past several years. Yeah, for sure. So, you know, I mean, with
but
the
no
news,
pressure, don't lose in the
yeah,
new stadium.
Yeah, right. No pressure, guys. Yeah, we're counting on you to win.
That's right.
Counting on you to win.
Wink and a nudge.
So there you go. Lynn Family Stadium's complete.
Look at that.
Yeah, I like that. Pretty. Now we just need your green thumb around Lynn Family Stadium.
Should I like plant a bunch of fake succulents?
Put some shrubbery.
Shrubbery.
Something like that?
Yes. The fake turf.
Fake turf.
Yes.
Yes, one.
Fake turf. You could do that.
For sure.
That'd be amazing.
All right. Coming up here next, it's a phone tap, and you know, when you work at the same call center. Sometimes you gotta mess with them.
I feel like revenge is coming for this too.
It's coming. Phone tap next.
No set.
Louisville is getting.
Oh my God, who set you off to this?
Here comes another Ben Davis phone tap on 99.7 DJX.
So we got a message from Adam, and he says, my brother Jack just started a job in the same call center I work at, answering phones with a whole bunch of other people on the floor.
Sure.
He likes it. But maybe you can call him with one of your phone taps. Have a little fun.
Oh.
Maybe you could say you're calling from human resources or something.
Maybe. We do. Welcome, Jack, to your phone tap.
Operations. This is Jack.
Hi there, Jack. It's William Hasenpepper. I'm sorry. I've got a cold here. I'm calling from human resources in the downtown office.
Oh, okay. Hi.
Hi there, sir. I just wanted to check in to make sure that you're settling in okay in the call center.
Yeah. So far, so good. Yeah, nice people. Yeah, it's good. Like the job.
Okay, wonderful. Yeah, you got the employee handbook, so you've had a chance to read through that, I'm assuming.
You know, I don't have employee's handbook. I don't think I got one, actually.
Okay, I'll email that to you. It is important for you to be familiar with that.
Okay, great. No problem.
I mean, we try to make it a fun workplace, but, you know, we do have guidelines, and we need everybody to follow those. You understand?
Yeah, sure. Of course.
So I'm going to assume that any problems that we've had with you so far are just because you haven't read the employee handbook.
Uh-oh.
Well, I don't think I've had any problems, you know, yet. I mean, I probably won't. I'm just kidding, but, you know.
Well, Jack, that's why I'm calling. We've had some concern from a couple people there in your work area.
Really? I mean, I'm surprised. I mean, I just started a week ago. I don't know what I could have done.
Right, and you understand, we'd like to address these things right away so we don't have any problems moving forward. You know, we like you, so we want to continue with that.
Well, sure, of course. Okay, so what's the issue?
Well, we've had a report from one of your coworkers there. This person called our anonymous whistleblower tip line, and...
Well, wait, what? Somebody... Okay, I didn't know you had one of those. Somebody called a tip line about me?
Right, again, this is a bit delicate. It has to do with your bathroom habits.
What?
That is correct, sir. We've had a complaint that we need to check out about the odor you see after you use the bathroom there.
What? What are you talking? What?
Again, I know this is an uncomfortable subject, but it seems that people don't want to use the men's room after you've been in there. They need to give it a considerable length of time to let the odor dissipate.
Okay, no, you gotta be kidding me right now. That's ridiculous. I don't know.
As I said, it's my job as the human resources representative to check these things out. According to the report, your coworker was concerned about going into the restroom after you've been in there. He said it was so bad, I thought the smoke alarm might go off.
Let me get this straight. Somebody called the report that I'm stinking up the bathroom here? Are you kidding me?
Jack, can I ask you a couple questions? Do you have a medical condition that might contribute to this issue?
Do I have a medical condition that might make me smell up the men's room? No,
okay.
I don't.
Okay, does your diet include a lot of the following foods? Cabbage, spicy ethnic foods, Brussels sprouts, beans.
Hang on a sec. Are you really asking me what I eat right now?
Well, I mean, this is
ridiculous. What?
You got to understand, Jack, those foods can make you gassy.
Okay, listen, I am not gassy.
I'm not. Look, the restroom is a shared space, so we need to make sure that it's welcoming for all of our team members here. And we have at least one team member who thinks that you're making the bathroom an unsafe space for him.
For him? You know what? Maybe he's the one who's stinking up the bathroom, maybe.
Oh, yeah,
huh?
Smell it that way.
I mean,
listen, I know this is uncomfortable, and I'm sure that we can solve this issue, but here's what we can do. I think the easiest solution is we could just get a can of Lysol bathroom spray, and we're going to put it into the men's room.
Yeah, okay, that's fine. I mean, I've seen that was in there before. That's fine.
Yeah, and we'll put a big label on it with the word Jack.
So
you'll know that it's for you, and others know that we're dealing with the problem.
No, are you kidding me? No.
Well,
that's ridiculous.
You got to understand.
No.
That way you can stink up the bathroom all you want and grab the Jack spray and make it all better.
Listen, this is crazy. I don't have a gas problem. I don't stink up the men's room. I don't know who's saying this about me, because it's not true.
Again, Jack, you don't have to be embarrassed. We're all humans. We're friends here. We're on the same team. We just want
to help you
through this.
I want to know who's saying this about me. It's
like, hey, didn't you report me for being smelly?
Jack. Don't make a scene. Don't make a scene.
I want to know.
Jack, it's us. We're responsible. It's Ben Davis and Kelly K over at 99.7 DJX.
Oh, God. Wait, what?
Oh, Jack.
Wait, what?
It's a phone tap.
God, I fell for it. Oh, okay.
I'm so sorry. Jack.
I was on the radio.
Yeah.
Okay, you guys got me.
I'm so sorry. I'm sure you're a very nice smelling person, Jack. It was Adam's idea. Oh. He wanted us to get you.
Oh man, Adam, I'm gonna kill him. Okay, you got me. Thanks.
Oh my god,
Jack Sprays. Oh my god. Oh wow.
All right, that's your phone tap.
He literally yelled at the entire office.
Who reported me for being stinky? Was it you, Bob? I didn't like you either.
I didn't like you either. Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX. I mean, I guess. Do we dive back into?
Sports!
I want to introduce you to Thomas Lee.
Okay.
Thomas Lee, a.k.a. Snacks.
His name is Snacks.
He's had this nickname since he was about six, because he hung around Jackson State University,
right,
the basketball program. He used to come by the locker room before games, drop off Skittles and other munchies, and the teammates, you know, the players...
Oh, they called him Snacks because he brought the snacks.
Yeah.
I like that.
Well, then, you know, he's now a hefty boy.
Okay.
He's just a stocky build. Like, he's probably close to 300 pounds.
He's a big dude.
He's not very tall. So,
okay.
I mean, he's just a solid brick of a human.
Rotund.
You know? Yeah.
Okay.
So, Snacks, he's the team manager, right, for now Jackson State.
Oh, get out. That's fun.
So, right. Exactly. Well...
the team was taken on, you know, in a basketball game. There's about 2 minutes left in the game, right? Okay. And it was, I think, the last home game for Jackson State. And so, like, all right, snacks.
They called snacks in?
They're like,
they put him in the game?
They allowed him to suit up.
No way.
For that, because it's senior night. And so,
yeah.
So it was like, you know, it's his last hurrah, right?
Get snacks in there.
And so even the coach was like, I didn't really think he was going to play necessarily. They didn't even put him as a position. They just put him down on the roster.
All right.
So he was allowed to dress. So about 2 minutes left in the game, Jackson State's up like 25 points. So they're like, snacks.
Your moment.
You're getting the call.
This is great.
Jackson State extends to a 72-46 lead. Snacks is in the ball game.
And so the announcers are like, game. Oh my gosh, Snacks is in the ball game.
I love that they're calling him Snacks.
Yeah, because that's what everyone knows him as, right?
Oh my God, this
Snacks is in the ball game.
I love this guy.
So they feed him the ball a couple different times, and this guy's just shooting bombs. He's shooting three-pointers, and he's missing every single one
of them. Of course, but whatever. Right. He's taking the big shot.
Right.
It's in this game, man. With 2:05 to go. 38 seconds to go.
Okay, so now it's 38 seconds left, all right?
If this story doesn't end with Snacks making a bucket, I'm out.
All right, so we're getting there. 38 seconds left. Okay. Team rebounds.
Yeah.
They're going down the court, right?
Get it to Snacks!
They feed the ball to Snacks.
Get it to Snacks!
Snacks is not even close to the three-point line.
Doesn't matter.
He's like closer to mid-court when he gets the ball.
Jonas James is trying to get it to him. Jonas James gets it to him again. Here's Snacks with three. Snacks busted. Snacks. Hit the three. Snacks.
They're like, Snacks.
Did he make it?
He hit the three from downtown.
No, he did not. The
crowd absolutely went insane.
Snacks. Watch out with three. Snacks.
Yeah, they can't even handle
great.
It. They're like, Snacks.
Three. Snacks!
That's the greatest sports story ever told.
It's like the 2020 version of Rudy.
Yes, it's Rudy.
Yeah, so,
all the way. Gosh, they need to make a movie.
Thomas
about
Snacks Lee, the
so great
team manager.
I got chills
for Jackson State senior night. Puts up a Hail Mary three, goes
it
in.
Makes it.
Had zero impact on the game.
No, doesn't matter. but that was Snacks' moment,
and
everybody
was
here for it.
So
great.
We'll tweet out that video so you can see Snacks and that immaculate shot.
Snacks is going to be talking about that for the rest of his life.
Well,
he's going to tell his kids about it. He's going to listen. Back in the day.
Right.
Daddy made a big shot.
There you go. Yeah. At Ben and Kelly Show. And that's sports!
Mark! Yeah!
Mark, yes! Sports!
Run away.
It's Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DX. This time tomorrow, we are going to be live talking to you from Norton Children's Hospital, brought to you by Bill Collins Ford. It's the Radiothon, 11th annual Radiothon, happening tomorrow at Norton Children's Hospital. You can get more information. Just go WDJX.com. You can actually hear some of the stories right now on our website. If you go to WDJX.com, click listen.
Yeah, I've been going back through like the 11 years we've been doing this and picking the as many of the stories as I can to put them up on the podcast. So you can actually listen to them again. You can share them, all that stuff.
Right there at WDJX.com. Click listen. All right, feel good. Do them every single hour here on 99.7 DJX. Kelly Kay.
So this is kind of fun. Brandon Holman is an 8th grade science teacher in Henderson, Kentucky.
Uh-huh.
And he posts videos on TikTok.
All right.
So this particular video is about why he let a student sleep in his class. Obviously, it quickly went viral. It's got about 5 million views at the present time.
Sometimes the nicest thing a teacher can do for a student is let them come in, lay their head down, and go to sleep.
Okay.
Look at that.
Yeah, he's going to have to explain that.
Okay.
And here's a perfect example. I've got a student who came into class today, and he was visibly upset. You could tell something was wrong. So almost as soon as class starts, his buddy comes up to me and says, hey, be easy on this guy today. His grandfather died last night. So we were taking a really big test. I passed him out to all the students, and everybody's got theirs. And then I go back to my desk, and I write a little post-it note. I walk it over to this guy, and I stick it to his test, and it basically just says, I'm sorry for your loss. I'm praying for you. You already have a 100 on this test. Don't even worry about it. Just turn it in.
Aww.
I don't say that to brag, and I don't say that to build myself up. I say that because sometimes as teachers, our tests are not as important as a student's personal life, and we all need to recognize that, students and teachers both.
Look at that.
What an amazing human.
Yeah.
I mean, yes, that is. He said, teaching's my job and profession, but investing in students is my calling.
Wow.
And that's investing in his students their well-being.
That's good.
As a person. So, such a great story. We'll tweet that out at Ben and Kelly Cho.
It's Ben and Kelly 99.7 DJX 715. I got a message on Facebook. Someone slid into my DMs. Her name's Kate.
When you say it like that.
She's a little older. I guess I'm going to say she's a little older according to her Facebook profile picture.
Right? Okay. So she's of an advanced age.
So her name's Kate.
Kate.
I mean, she just looks like an older mom. She says, Ben, did you contact candidates for the Ipswich City Council election? If it is you, I cannot find your original request, but I do have a response for you. I'm like, okay, see.
I'm kind of invested now.
I do get these DMs from people who are like, hey, we want to sell advertising on your page.
Oh, I get those all the time. Those are just spam,
and I just ignore those. And so I get this, and I'm like, Ipswich? Where is that even? Where is that?
Is that the town that Ed Sheeran is from?
Ipswich?
Yes, I think that's,
Google
from,
that real
that's
quick.
Where Ed Sheeran lives. He says it in a song.
Ipswich.
Yeah, that's a town. It's British.
Is it?
Yes.
Here, let me.
That's where Ed Sheeran lives.
Let me Google that real quick. Ipswich City Council. Google search. Ipswich is a city in Australia.
Oh.
That's what Google says.
Yeah. Google is saying that, but...
Interesting.
There must be more than one, because I feel like that's where Ed Sheeran lives.
Maybe.
He's from.
Well, I mean, is this... You're right. There is one that says in Queensland.
Yes. That's the one. Historic town in Suffolk, England.
But then there's one
in
Suffolk. So I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe there's more than one Ipswich City Council.
We're going to say this is the British one.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I don't know from Kate's Facebook page.
Yeah.
What apparently I'm supposed to be.
Is this like the time where.
For city council elections.
Where they thought that you worked at a hotel.
It's like the
overnight security guy,
right.
And you weren't showing up to work a lot.
Right. Well,
is this like then?
Well, those were voicemails people were leaving me on my cell phone.
You were like their worst employee.
I was surprised I wasn't fired, quite honestly. So should I reply back to Kate? Because I'm kind of, she says, I have a response for you.
Oh, well, all right.
So
I'm eager to hear your response.
Should I just say that?
Let's speak British. Let's say, I'm eagerly awaiting your response.
But that would assume that I am the person she's looking for.
Well, yes.
Should I say no, but I'm invested now?
Let's ride this train as long as we can.
Okay, so I'm going to write back what?
Say, I'm eagerly awaiting your response.
I'm not going to say eagerly.
Why?
I'm just going to say I'm awaiting
your... Like,
awaiting your response.
It's the way English people speak.
Should I say cheers?
Yeah, cheers.
Cheers!
Exclamation point. Because that means
okay, someone else texted in and said, there's a town, Ipswich, in South Dakota and Massachusetts, too.
Oh, how many Ipswiches do we have? I'm just going to... Let's assume this is the one in Britain.
Is that what we're assuming?
Did you click on her profile and know where she lives? That might be a clue.
Maybe. I don't know.
Okay, if we're going to be like real super... Internet sleuths. All
right.
We could.
So I just said,
click on our profile.
I just hit send. I'm awaiting your response. Cheers. All right, that's what I put.
Now I'm invested.
All right, so Kate,
and we have no idea what your request was.
Yeah, Kate, the person who sent me this request doesn't have much because we're not friends that I can see.
Well, click on about. Sometimes
but,
you can tell where they live.
But
click on about.
She does work at Ipswich General Hospital,
which
is in Queensland.
Oh, it is. It's Queensland.
Australia.
It's in British.
it's... That's Australia.
Oh, Queensland. Okay.
What the heck, Kelly?
I got excited.
No, it's...
Wait a second.
It's Australia.
Wait, go back then and say good day, mate. Like, you need to go back and say good day, mate.
All right, so I'll keep you posted
you
on whether
speak
Kate...
the native language.
On whether Kate responds to me. Because, because now I'm invested.
Well, yeah, I need to know, like, what your request was.
In the decision of the Ipswich City Council and what... key I hold.
You are making things happen.
To this election.
In Queensland. Okay. Wow. Right. You're so influential.
This is wonderful. This is wonderful.
You've lived many lives.
I have.
A little.
I have. All right. All right. I guess. To be continued?
I was going to say, are we just going to sit here and wait?
I know. I hate to, like, leave you hanging on this. But
we're going to have to come back to it because...
cast the net to Kate.
What time is it there?
In Australia?
In Queensland right now. Because I feel like she's probably not going to see it for a while.
No, it'd be late afternoon, wouldn't it?
Oh, is it? Okay, she'll probably see it.
Yeah.
She's probably really active.
I would say.
On the Facebooks right now.
All right. Well, anyways. We'll let you know.
All right. Awesome.
The decision of the Ipswich City Council and...
put a pin in it.
All right.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
All right. Coming up, it is love. Those connections that you think you may have. Maybe you're... standing in line at the Kroger Deli County.
Yeah.
Counter.
Uh-huh.
Or you're at the McDonald's.
Just trying to get some meat.
Just trying to get some meat.
At the deli counter.
Oh, God. All right.
It's going to be great.
Craigslist Misconnections is coming up here in just a few minutes. Ben and Kelly, 99.7. When two people have a connection and they don't know how to reconnect, that's when we come in.
When you strike out in real life, you can always try
Craigslist Missed Connections. Should I go first?
Sure.
All right. We're looking for the McDonald's hottie, man-seeking woman.
Okay.
You said the word lack. Probably over 100 times when you took my order at McDonald's and it was McDorable. Let's just say that I have a McCrush on you.
Oh, wow.
Yes, yes, yes.
Is he going to do this the whole time?
Yes, I have a supersize appetite for your supersize booty. I was afraid to stare in your eyes in fear of myself getting lost in them.
Oh, wow, that's a lot.
Yes, I'm shaped like Grimace, but have the zesty spirit of one Ronald McDonald. You talking about the purple dinosaur guy?
Yes, okay. the big blob dude.
I don't want to say what McDonald's you work at because I don't want to get you in trouble.
That's nice.
I'll just say this. You gave me something I'll never get rid of.
What? Is there an ointment for that?
I don't know. Tell me what it is so I know it's you. If you're wondering, this is the guy who loves Zac Efron.
Oh, same. Same.
And random. How are you getting in conversation about Zac Efron at McDonald's?
Did he have like a t-shirt with Zac's face on it?
Know.
What is he wearing that? What?
It's Craigslist Missed Connections.
Going to Kroger.
All right.
Man I was talking to at Kroger Deli, Brandenburg, woman for man.
All right.
We were both there waiting for meat.
What a line. What a line.
You told me I had a pretty smile and that I had a black bean in my teeth.
Oh.
I didn't. It's just my dead tooth.
Oh, my God.
I appreciate your compliment. And a man who's into oral hygiene. Okay. That's blessed.
Weird.
You looked like a cross between a hot Jack Black and Rosie O'Donnell.
What? I'm trying to piece these two together in my head, and I can't.
Okay. It paints a picture, kind of.
Yeah.
The way you gently handled your pork makes makes me dream about how you'd handle me.
Oh, wow.
Again, we're at the Kroger Deli.
Okay.
I dig a man who can handle his meat.
Oh, my God.
I would sure like to get to know you and have a little fun. I could be your Porky Princess. I hope you see this.
Hashtag Porky Princess. Wow.
Right? Hot Jack Black and Rosie O'Donnell mix.
Let's Let's hope they can reconnect.
Oh, yeah.
That Porky Princess.
And have a wonderful meal together.
All right. This has been Craigslist Best Connections.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
All right, coming up, we have an update for you.
Oh, there's an update? Wait a second. An update on what?
And wait a second.
Wait a second.
Wait a second.
Wait a second.
On the Olympics.
Okay. I was just waiting to see if you heard back from Ipswich lady.
No.
I'm really invested in that, too. There's a couple of ongoing storylines.
Yeah, Ipswich City Council still hangs in the balance.
Yeah. Hinges on
on a decision that I may or may not have made.
Your suggestions.
I don't know.
Go, I will go.
So there are a couple rolling storylines here on the show here this morning on 99.7 DJX. One of them being I got contacted from Kate in Ipswich, Queensland, Australia, about some work that I did on City Council.
I hold
some information that she needs.
She has a response for you.
Right. Quite honestly, I don't think I'm the Ben Davis that she's looking for. However, I did respond, alluding to the fact that I might be.
You're open to a response.
Right. I did get a text message, a couple text messages from a listener. Ben, it's currently 10:40 in Queensland right now.
Oh, no.
It might be a bit before you hear back from Ipswich. Well, we don't know if Kate is night owl or not.
She could be a night owl.
I mean, she could be.
She could be still, you know, burning the midnight oil on the clock, checking her emails.
I don't know what Ipswich is at night. Maybe it's a nightlife sort of town.
Could be happening. She looks like a lady that would enjoy a night out.
Like to hang out with the wombats and the...
The wombats.
Kangaroos and...
All that.
Play the didgeridoo.
The didgeridoo.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, there's that.
Uh-huh.
We're still waiting on an update for on 99.7 DJX.
Okay.
The other is an update on the Olympics, which I teased you about, all right?
Sure did.
So, give us just a quick sec, which, by the way, I'm digging this.
Is this another tease? Are you teasing the tease?
Huh?
This is another tease?
No, I gotta play this, and then...
Dang!
We'll get to Olympic news.
Music gets in the way of all of our amazing content.
On DJX. Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX. Okay, so you recall it was last week that there was a big decision on the 2020 Olympic Games hanging in the balance.
Yes, I mostly recall who delivered that information.
Former vice president of the IOC and longest serving member of the IOC, he's still a senior member there, Dick Pound.
That's who it definitely was. His name is Dick Pound.
So wait, are we going to hear from him again?
They were basically deciding on the fate of the Summer Olympics because of the coronavirus and the outbreak of the coronavirus and keeping everybody safe.
Actually said, as far as we all know, you're going to be in Tokyo. All indications are at this stage that it will be business as usual. So keep focused on your sport and be sure that the IOC is not going to send you into a pandemic situation.
Okay, so that was his statement last week.
Okay.
And they said that they would have a decision by May. Keep in mind, the Olympics are supposed to run July 24th through August 9th there in Tokyo.
Okay.
All right, so now...
All right, what's the verdict?
We do have a verdict, but we don't hear from Dick Pound. We're hearing from International Olympic Committee's Mark Adams.
The question on everyone's lips, let's talk about Tokyo 2020. For us, the games are going ahead on the 24th of July.
Okay, that's what he said.
They're doing it.
And we confidently expect to deliver them on that date. All the advice we've been given is that that can go ahead from the WHO and other organizations.
Okay, so here's the thing.
Good to go.
IOC's Mark Adams is confirming that the 2020 Olympic Games will go on as planned.
Did he check with Dick Pound?
However, I don't know if I can trust Mark Adams.
We didn't hear it.
Because we didn't hear it from the top.
Straight from the top.
From the head of Dick Pound.
Yes, he is the guy.
From Dick Pound's mouth to our ears.
I don't know if I can trust Mark.
I'm late.
Did he check? Did he check first?
Did he call up Dick Pound and say, Dick?
I need to know that.
Am I a go with this information?
Do I get the green light?
I need Dick Pound to say, yes, thumbs up, we are a go.
I need to see his signature. I need to see him... I really need to see him say it.
Yeah, sign off on that. So, there you go. The 2020 Olympics there in Tokyo.
That's great news.
To Mark Adams,
yes,
is a go. However, we still need to just trust that it's true, and I cannot trust it unless it's coming from the mouth of Dick Pound.
He's the guy.
He is the guy.
If he's not the guy, he's the guy.
So I guess celebrate that the Olympics will run from July 24th to August 9th.
That's good news for the athletes who've been working so hard.
There you go. It's Ben and Kelly, 99.7, DJX, 807, currently 39, kind of chilly, going to get up to about 63, but then by Friday, 45 is your high, so a little bit cooler as we end the week here on 99.7 DJX. All right, feel good stories, do them every single hour. Kelly K.
So you know Super Chef Darnell Ferguson.
Mm-hmm.
He's got a restaurant in the Highlands, Super Chef's Breakfast and More. Love the banana pudding, granola, encrusted French toast. That's pretty good. He's also known for the Braun Braun Burger. He's back on TV in a new competitive Food Network show.
All right.
Tournament of Champions. He's going to be one of 16 contestants, and it's hosted by Guy Fieri.
Who literally photobombed our live broadcast.
He did.
Hijacked our live broadcast when Guy Fieri's restaurant opened up. Kelly and I are on the air. He just walks over. We're like, oh, hi there, Guy
Fieri.
All
right, come on over.
We're like, hi there.
Yep. Kind of fun. So it premieres 10 o'clock tonight. He said the competition is so extreme, it's like an NBA All-Star game for the best chefs in the country.
All right.
So tune in. Go Super Chef Darnell. We'll be rooting for you.
There you go.
Food Network. We'll tweet that out at Ben and Kelly Show.
Ben and Kelly, 99.7, DJX, 812, and tomorrow at this time, we are going to be broadcasting live from the lobby of Norton Children's Hospital here downtown. It's the 11th annual Norton Children's Hospital Radiothon brought to you by Bill Collins Ford. We're going to be raising money for the hospital.
Yeah, absolutely, for two straight days, and hopefully there's lots of different ways that you can get involved and donate. We'll tell you all about it over the next couple of days. You can text, you can get on the website. Lots of ways to get involved, and please do, because that's the whole point.
Yeah, and you're going to hear a bunch of stories, you know, inspiring stories, stories of families and how Norton Children's Hospital has affected them. By the way, Kelly and I are going to be on with Don G this afternoon, Wave 3, so that'll be kind of cool, talking about the Norton Children's Hospital Radiothon.
Yeah.
I've moisturized.
Oh, great. Your skin looks like it's glowing.
I moisturized. I was like...
Your shirt looks like it's been ironed.
I did wear a shirt that has great. Buttons
it
on
has
it.
It has buttons, and it doesn't look like it's been wadded up in your drawer or something. So I'm proud of you, Sparky.
Why is that what you would think I would...
I've seen you show up sometimes with a wrinkled shirt before. It's just...
Wow. I just let nature naturally iron my shirts.
Naturally iron?
Yes.
Okay.
Let the air do its job.
Like about the third or fourth wear?
Yeah.
The wrinkles should fall out?
Right.
You're going to juice your hair later. It's going to be great.
I will.
We're going to look amazing.
So anyways.
It's going to be great.
That is this afternoon. So yeah, if you happen to be watching, what is it, Wave 3 Listens this afternoon?
Uh-huh.
I think, Kelly and I may pop up there.
Look at that. We might invade your TV box.
All right. So yeah, the Norton Children's Hospital Radiothon brought to you by Bill Collins Ford. Coming up tomorrow and Friday on 99.7 DJX. Still to come this hour, Craigslist Misconnections, and there's another disease song.
Oh, wow. Okay. I'm ready.
All right. It's Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX. So yesterday, we introduced you to this Vietnamese PSA K-pop banger. Helping you, I guess, stay safe against the coronavirus.
Well, yes. You don't understand anything that it says because it's
in Vietnamese.
But it's straight fire.
Yeah.
And the cartoon people are washing their hands, so that's what it's about.
Yeah, it's basically like, you know, rub your, you know, make sure you wash your hands well.
Yes.
Cover your mouth.
Uh-huh.
You know.
The basics. Beat drops.
Oh, I mean, this is a straight banger, right? So that got me thinking. I'm like, I wonder if there are other disease songs out there, you know, other PSAs that were made in a catchy little song to help people, I guess, be reminded.
Sure.
To be healthy.
I mean, people use it in advertising all the time. There's been songs about toilet paper and stinky cars.
So
why not?
So Jack, who works here with us, he found from back in the 80s.
Oh, wow.
A P
PSA on helping curb the spread of hepatitis.
Oh, no.
Out of Arizona.
You found a hepatitis song from the 80s? You're going to play that now? What's happening? What?
So there are Facebook groups of people who are like, dude, does anybody remember this PSA? It was played all the time in Arizona, like back in Phoenix or whatever. There was a big hepatitis spread back in like the 70s and 80s. And this PSA was played on TV and radio all over the place.
In Arizona?
Yes.
Okay, so we're going to Arizona in the 80s for this.
We're not even. We don't even have the real PSA.
No. Okay.
We have a lady with a mandolin.
Stop it. Stop right now.
Recreating.
What are you doing? What is happening?
Kelly.
What?
Trust me.
I don't know.
I'm using our 50,000 watts of power here on this 99.7 DJX.
You're bringing it to a screeching halt.
To now play some lady covering with her mandolin.
An 80s PSA. From Arizona. About hepatitis. What the heck?
So far, it's solid. So far, it's solid.
Okay.
Hepatitis has some symptoms we should learn to recognize.
Okay.
Like fever, feeling very tired, and loss of appetite.
Okay, loss of appetite, fever,
right,
sure.
We'll start with the symptoms.
Absolutely.
All right, let's diagnose it.
Tummy hurts, you feel real sick, you will not eat a bite. Your eyes sometimes get yellow, where they only should be white. So wash your hands.
Wash your hands. Yes,
okay.
Yes,
wow.
Yes.
Washing your hands is such a simple task, and it can guard against so many things.
Right.
After going to the bathroom.
Wash your hands after going to the bathroom.
Gross.
Wash your hands after changing baby too.
Wash your hands after changing baby
diapers,
too.
Yeah, that can get.
Because we don't want to spread hepatitis, and we don't want hepatitis to catch you.
So this PSA
we
was
don't want
all
hepatitis to get you,
or you, right? Exactly. So Greg texts saying, "I feel much less likely to get hepatitis just after hearing this."
Right? Yeah. Educational show.
Right.
Educational show. Oh, Dawson figured out my TBT request. There you go.
The hepatitis
sure,
song.
The
right.
Hepatitis song
we don't want to spread hepatitis, and we don't want hepatitis to get you. Who? You.
There you go. So, the hepatitis song.
Thank you, hepatitis grandma. I can only assume she's a grandma. She sounds a little like a grandma.
No, but.
No? Okay.
At least one other disease fun pop song created.
Disease fun pop. That was way ahead of the curve.
It was. It was ahead of their time.
Wow.
99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. We were just going down memory lane with some disease PSAs because, you know, hey, welcome to the show.
Uh-huh.
I mean, it started with the coronavirus PSA from Vietnam. Yeah.
That's and straight fire.
Then
I don't care. I don't know what they're saying. It's basically just wash your hands.
Right. Exactly. Then we found a PSA from Arizona on helping the spread of hepatitis.
From the
80s. Hepatitis has some symptoms we should learn to recognize.
It's a little different.
Like fever, feeling very tired, and loss of appetite.
Oh, symptoms first. Yes. Yeah, I mean, know to recognize it. And then how to prevent it.
Right. Some text messages at 502-571-9970 from Sarah. Can you remix the hepatitis PSA with Shakira's tongue thing?
Oh, my God.
From the Super Bowl.
I don't know. Can you logistically do that?
Say no more.
Hepatitis has some symptoms we should learn to recognize. Like fever, feeling very tired, and loss of... Tummy hurts, you feel real sick, you will not eat a bite. Your eyes sometimes get yellow where they only should be. So wash your hands after going to the bathroom.
Okay.
Wash your hands after changing
baby too. Yeah, okay.
We don't want to spread. And we don't want hepatitis to catch you. Who?
Okay.
I like that. Works. That's the remix.
It works.
I like it.
We're a dumb show.
So informative, though. Right? So informative.
Listen, we have helped you prevent hepatitis this morning and coronavirus.
Very important information.
Yeah.
We've delivered to your ear holes.
That's right.
Which essentially is like wash your hands. That's really all it is.
All right.
Wash your hands, sanitize. There you go.
There you go. All right. Coming up next, it is Craigslist Misconnections, where we go to McDonald's and we go to the Kroger in Brandenburg. We got a text from a listener that says, I live in Brandenburg. Can't wait to hear this one so I can try to guess who it is. Brandenburg is a little bit small town, isn't it? Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX. I do appreciate everybody who's now sending us retro PSA songs. From
were so many. Who knew?
Everything from old Kentucky PSAs to Hug Your Kids Today.
Right? That's a great one.
VD is for everyone.
As in venereal?
Yeah, I think so.
What?
I think so.
Okay.
So appreciate everybody who's sending us now these retro PSAs.
All good information.
Yeah, these are solid pieces of advice.
Yes, for the health.
All right, we head to Kroger and we head to McDonald's in hopes that these two people in our stories can find one another again.
We're making a match, a love match.
When you strike out in real life, you can always try
Craigslist Missed Connections. Can I go first?
Sure.
Go to McDonald's for this one. McDonald's hottie. This one is a man seeking woman. You said the word like probably over 100 times when you took my order at McDonald's, and it was McDorable.
Would you like to like supersize that, or would you like fries and like a shake with that?
Let's just say that I like have a McCrush on you. Yes. Yes, I have a supersized appetite for your supersized booty.
There is a McTheme for this.
There is a McTheme. I was afraid to stare in your eyes for fear of getting lost in them.
Oh, so romantic.
Yes, I am shaped like Grimace. Purple dinosaur dude, right?
Yeah, it's like the blob looking dude.
But have the zesty spirit of one Ronald McDonald.
Zesty?
I don't want to say what McDonald's you work at because I don't want you to get in trouble.
All right.
I'll just say this. Mm-hmm. You gave me something I'll never get rid of.
Well, that sounds...
I don't know what that means.
What?
Tell me what it is so I know it's you. If you're wondering, this is the guy who loves Zac Efron. How? Okay, random.
Did he share that when he's ordering? Was he wearing a t-shirt with Zach's face on it? I need to know, like...
High School Musical?
How he shared that information.
It's... Craigslist Missed Connections.
Taking a little trip to Brandenburg.
All right.
Kroger Deli. Woman for man. We were both there waiting for meat.
What an opening line.
That's the first line. You told me I had a pretty smile. And that I had black bean in my teeth.
Oh.
I didn't. Just my dead tooth.
Oh, God.
But I do appreciate your compliment. And a man who's into oral hygiene.
Sure.
That's a plus. You look like a cross between Hot Jack Black and Rosie O'Donnell.
I'm trying to piece those two together in my head and I can't.
I don't know.
I can't get there.
The way you gently handled your pork makes me dream about how you'd handle me.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So gentle. So
gentle. I dig a man who can handle his meat.
Of course.
Listen, we're at the Kroger Deli.
Right.
I would sure like to get to know you and have a little fun. I could be your Porky Princess. Porky Princess. Hit me up.
Wow, the Porky Princess there at the Kroger Deli. And the Mick Hottie there at McDonald's.
That's all, folks.
Okay, there you go. This has been... Craigslist Missed Connections. It's a lot to your touch. 99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Well, the decision has been made on the 2020 Olympic Games. Last week there was some speculation that the Summer Olympics in Tokyo was going to be canceled because of the coronavirus and the outbreak of the coronavirus. Yeah. We heard from the International Olympic Committee head, Dick Pound.
Uh-huh. Former vice president of the IOC and longest serving member of the IOC. He's still a senior member there, Dick Pound.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He basically said, hey, look, we're not going to put anybody in harm's way.
Right.
If it's got to be canceled, it's going to be canceled.
Yes.
But we're not going to send you into a pandemic situation.
Right.
So we were all kind of waiting with bated breath.
So
yesterday.
What did they decide?
International Olympic Committee's Mark Adams, not Dick Pound.
Gotcha.
Mark Adams got the nod to deliver the message.
The question on everyone's lips, let's talk about Tokyo 2020. For us, the games are going ahead on the 24th of July.
There you go. The game's going ahead.
Oh, yeah.
July 24th, it's a go.
And we confidently expect to deliver them on that date. All the advice we've been given is that that can go ahead from the WHO and other organizations.
Okay.
Are we sure?
Yeah, you're right.
Are we sure? Because we didn't hear it from the mouth of Dick Pound.
Yeah. From the mouth of Dick Pound to our ears is what I need to hear.
Exactly.
I need
Dick. Is he speaking out of tongue? I just need to know.
I need Dick Pound to be telling me
right
that the Olympics are safe.
I mean, he trained us to believe that he's the authority.
Right. I mean, listen, I imagine that Mark Adams is fine. He is on the International Olympic Committee, so he should
he was at the meeting.
Have a direct line to Dick Pound.
Well, I got used to Dick Pound, though.
I know.
Being a spokesperson that I know and trust.
Well, yeah. I mean, when you get used to a spokesperson like Dick Pound, you kind of expect to hear from Dick Pound.
Yes.
We didn't hear from Dick Pound. We heard from Mark Adams.
We heard from Mark Adams. You're right.
Yeah. So anyways, the one thing that we can be sure of is that the Olympics will run from July 24th to August 9th.
That is great news.
And
for all the athletes that have been working for years.
For sure.
To get ready for this.
Fun fact.
Not in vain.
Fun fact.
Yeah.
Dick Pound was an athlete.
What did Dick Pound play?
Compete in?
He competed. Yes.
Dick Pound was a swimmer.
He was a swimmer.
Yes.
Of course he was.
Yeah.
That's great.
All right. So there you go. I'm about to do it for us today.
I think we can go anywhere else.
I think we can. Oh, tomorrow kicks off the big day.
Yes.
Tomorrow.
It's about the children.
Yes, it's about the children.
2 straight days.
We go 6A to 6P at Norton Children's Hospital.
And listen, that means some of the things that you know and love to and expect from us on Thursdays and Fridays probably not going to happen because we have one focus.
Yeah.
And that's the children.
And listen, I can't pull the switches from the hospital like I can here at the radio station.
Exactly.
So what you were alluding to, Throwback Thursday,
ain't
going to happen.
There have been some text messages.
Yeah, we can't do
early
it.
Early requests, and we just can't.
We can't.
No, we can't.
Sorry.
Logistically not possible.
Anyways, so keep this number handy. Text the word balloon to 51555 or 888-499-KIDS. Those are the numbers that you'll need. And we'll be talking to you live as we're making miracles happen tomorrow.
We're saving kids' lives. Really excited.
Getting into the spirit.
Yeah.
Right, guys, have a good one. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Bye.